Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show again tonight. It is Thursday night, and we are on every Thursday night at 8:30 because we love what we do. We love hearing from you and getting your questions and being able to interact with you on Issues Concerning Women. If this is your first time tuning into the show and you have a question, you can call right now, 1-347-826-7543, or after this show, you can call at 757-567-6734. If you're listening in the archives, the number is 757-567-6734. I am so excited to be with you. Thank you again for tuning into the show. This is Women's History Month. And the amazing thing about that is, you know, we just came out of Black History Month last month, and now March is Women's History Month. And there's just so many different areas we could go in and so many arenas that we can touch when we're talking about women, women in business, women who are running their families, who are the head of their families, women who run businesses and run their families. So it's, you know, women who are in the military. So it's lots of conversations that we could have. But tonight we just want to touch a little bit on that and just thank all the women out there who are listening to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everything that you do and all that you have to go through and all the struggles that you had to overcome. Why we're talking about this is because we know that it is not always easy for women to do the things that they want to do. We have to constantly be thinking about our families if we have children, if we're married, or if we're a single parent, or if we're caretakers of our parents now because our parents are living longer. So every woman's situation is different. Some women don't even have children yet, but they're still making strides in family life because they're helping their sisters and their brothers with their kids. So aunties, you know, you have a role to play as well in the family. It still takes a village to grow that family. We constantly talk about that, and we have to know that this is true. You can't do it by yourself. You do need help in developing your family, need help with your young men, even when their fathers are in the home. They still need other male role models to go by. They need mentors. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, especially if you are a single mom and you need that extra help. Go to your church and get that mentorship, but always, always know who your children are with and what they are doing, because we still have to be careful in this day and time of things that are going on that we may not necessarily approve of, but we're trusting our family members with other people, but we have to just know who they are, what they're all about, and what they stand for. You know, I myself have a 19-year-old son, and even though his father is in the home, we still encourage him to go out and do things that young men like to do, like playing basketball and other physical activities as well, and doing things that boys just like to do, like shooting pool. You know, I don't hear about some of these things all the time because I'm not out there anymore. I'm basically home or at church or doing some of my other things with my son. You know, he comes up and tells me, you know, they play, football and soccer and basketball, and they're very active in that. But they still need other things to do besides the internet and the games that they play and sitting in front of their phone and texting away, you know, texting their life away, that's what I call it. But, you know, we are here as their parents and as their mentors and as their greatest support systems to let them know that we are there for them, whether it's Women's History Month, Black History Month, or just any month of the year, that we are all about our families and that we love who we are and all the things that we do, especially here at Issues Concerning Women. When we say that, we're not excluding the men in the family because, as you know, whether you're male or female listening to this show, it takes every family member to help the family grow and the family to stay united and knitted together and to be close. What one person just can't be doing everything. It takes the two parents to stick together and be on one accord. It takes the single mom and with her brothers and sisters and all of her church family and other family members and people in the neighborhood to help her to raise her children and nurture them. So as we look at Women's History Month, just think about all the wonderful women that you have in your family and give them a call this weekend. Don't wait till Mother's Day to call your mom or your sister or your auntie or your cousin, you know, that's been in your life. Give them a call this weekend and just say hello, how are you, or even better, drop them a card in the mail. Nothing excites me more than getting something in the mail. I talk about that all the time. So, you know, I am always, always grateful that I have the ability to reach out to my family members because they all still live in the same area, so we're pretty close. And that makes a real difference in our lives. So we are just here tonight with Issues Concerning Women, and thank you for tuning in to the show and visit us again and tell somebody about Issues Concerning Women. I had a few questions that I wanted to ask tonight, and I'm going to give out a gift to somebody that can answer these first three questions. Now, how do we do this? I'm going to ask you the questions, and then you're going to have to email them to me or send them in the message room tonight. So the email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, and that's icwdirector@gmail.com. So, icwdirector@gmail.com. And if you get all three right, we're going to send you a fabulous gift from Issues Concerning Women. So, in the email, you need to answer the three questions and also give me your name, address, the city and state you live in, and your full zip code, and your telephone number, so that way I can call you and let you know that you won and that something's on the way. Or you can, if you don't want to do it that way, you can text me by using my telephone number, 757-567-6734, and just give me the correct answers. So the first question is, who became the first female Secretary of State of the United States appointed by President Clinton in 1997? Who became the first female Secretary of State of the United States appointed by President Clinton in 1997. Okay. Number two, who was the first woman of color elected to the U.S. Congress and was a founding member of the National Women's Political Caucus? And I know that's a mouthful, but who was the first woman of color elected to the U.S. Congress and was a founding member of the National Women's Political Caucus? And number three, who is our current First Lady of the United States? Number three is an easy one. I thought I'd just give you an easy one because I gave you two hard ones. So number one is, who became the first female Secretary of State of the United States appointed by President Clinton in 1997? And who was the first woman of color elected to U.S. Congress and was a founding member of the National Women's Political Caucus? And it may take you a few days to get the information, but that's cool, you know. Just let me know when you get it. Send me an email, icwdirector@gmail.com. Or text me at 757-567-6734 after this show. So have fun with that because I know it takes a little bit of research to get the answer. But that's all good because we know that you're all capable of getting the answer, and we know it won't take you long to figure it out. So I'm looking forward to hearing your answers to the questions. And I know number three was, who is the First Lady of the United States right now? So easy. That one's easy. That's a giveaway. So I thought I wouldn't give you three hard ones. But I did want to do a little bit of research about Women's History Month. I am so excited. And since it's Women's History Month, I want to say that I'm very proud of my mom, and she's been a mentor to me, and very proud to be her oldest daughter. And I hope that my girls feel the same way about me, because I have three daughters and one son. So, and to tell you a little bit more about issues concerning women and some of the things that we have going on, so I hope you have your pens and papers ready. Issues Concerning Women was started in 2007, and it was a collaboration between myself and Robin Fairby. And since then, she has left the company to go on and to develop her own separate business. But, you know, we're still in contact. We still talk to each other almost on a daily basis. So we are still connected. But I'm just the one just in charge of running everything now. Also, Issues Concerning Women was put together to be a voice for those women that will otherwise not be heard. Because we know, as standards are today, you're not going to work primarily on your job for 20 years and then retire and get your little gold watch or your little pen and you go home. You have to get out there, see what's available to you, know what's going on, get the training that you need and the mentorship that you need to help you move forward from where you are right now and to where you want to go into the future. So there's five things that we need to think about when we're thinking about our futures. We have to, first of all, know where we're going and have to have a plan. And in that planning process is some things that we just have to do. First of all, you have to have faith in what you're doing. And nobody can give that to you, no matter how much you go to church, no matter how many mentorship books you read, how many programs you go to. You have to have faith in yourself that you have the ability that God gave you to do what is right for you. And you need to walk in that faith. Because so many times it has been stated that, you know, I want to do this, but I just can't, or I don't know how, or I can't figure it out. But when you're starting with but, then you have the doubt. So everything that you wanted to do, you just cancel it out. You know, you want to be a hairdresser. Everybody says that you're good at being one. But you put the but in there. But I don't want to go back to school, or but I have my degree, but I can't find a salon to work at. And you know that's not true, because they're all over the world, you know, beauty salons and day spas and, you know, haircutteries and all kinds of places that do hair. So don't cancel out your dream by not having any faith. Second, you must have good family support. And it doesn't matter if you're married, single, divorced, separated, you need the support of your family so that you'll be able to do the things that you want to do. So you always have somebody to talk to about what you're doing. And even further beyond that family, you need your outside family, your church family, your mentors, your coaches, people that are going to help you get to where you want to go, somebody that's going to encourage you. You don't want to be hanging out with naysayers who are not going to support you in what you're doing. Now, you know, if your girlfriend doesn't like anything, why are you going to ask her if you should be a beautician? Because, first of all, she don't want to talk to you about that, because you're not talking about her, because she's thinking more about herself. But why would you go to somebody who doesn't like anything? They're never happy. They're not pleased with themselves. They're not pleased with what you're doing, because they can always tell you what you're not doing or how you should be doing it. So stay away from those negative Nellies. That's what I call them. I know other people have their little taglines for them. But just stay away from them, especially when it comes to you and your life and moving forward from today. Number three, friends. And I'm talking about true friends. And some of us, you know, they're friends with everybody. You know, I don't meet any strangers. And, you know, they're not your friends. Most of the time, they're your acquaintances or people that you work with or people that you know. But you need a good, strong friend faith system. I can tell you guys that I have that, and I am so richly, richly blessed. My friends know who they are. There is no question in my mind. There's no question in their minds. We talk about it. Even if I don't talk to them every day, they know how much I love them, how much I care for them, and they care for me as well. These are my friends, and I count on them. I would give my life for them just like I would give my life for my sister, my brothers, or my mother, because they are my friends. You don't need 15 friends. You need one or two, and maybe even three. Good friends, somebody that lives close, somebody that lives far away, and somebody in the middle. Come on now. You need relationships, yes. You need people that you associate with, yes, you do. You need to socialize and network, fine. But for friends, you need those tight-knit friends that are going to be there for you come thick and thin. They're going to watch out for you, know that when you're in trouble that they can help you out. See, those are the kind of friends that I have. So I am truly blessed. I might not be blessed monetarily, but I am truly blessed in my faith, my family, and my friends. Okay. Next, the other thing we want to talk about is your finances. Get your finances in order. If you need to get a part-time job, you need to be thinking about it now. It's springtime. The college kids are here to get out of school. Everybody's looking for a part-time job. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. So you, if you need to go and get that part-time job, do that. If you need to save more, you need to do that as well. You need to go back to school. I know people him and haw about going back to school because it's like, okay, we go back to school, but we still can't get a job. But you know what? At least while you're waiting for that perfect job, you are being productive. You are putting yourself out there. You are interacting with other people that can encourage you because your school is a support system for you, and everybody needs that. Everybody needs that, regardless of who you are and where you are. You need your finances in order. You need to get that bank account and that savings account going because you just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're not worried about it, but you need to start it today. Start thinking about what am I going to do that's going to make my life different, put my finances in order so that I'm able to support my family or be a contributor to my family. And number five, you need to think about your future. What does your future hold for you? What is it that you want? You have to have a plan. There's power in the plan. I keep telling you about it. I keep talking about it. I do have a CD, and I'm not on this radio show to sell anything, but I do have a CD called There's Power in the Plan. Why? Because I know that I have to have a plan for each part of my life. I know that I have to write things down. I know that I have to look at where I am. Once I write them down, they get out of my head because sometimes we have so much stuff in our head. I call it fog brain. You can't think. It's all cloudy, and you can't breathe. You just feel to the brim with everything that's going on in your life. So you need to write it down. Make sure that you have a plan. Make sure that you are walking in your plan that God has ordained for you. Okay? So, the five things that we talked about tonight, faith, family, friends, finances, and your future. So I just want you to think about that over the weekend. And next week when we come back, we're going to have a special guest next week. And I believe it's Jennifer Hyman next week. I have to check. But she owns her own business. She works from home. She wants to leave a legacy for her kids. I've talked about her many times, and we just can't, you know, haven't been able to get it together to get her on the show. But I'm going to have her on the show, and hopefully next week we can do that. And I'm not even sure it's going to be next week, but it will be. I'm going to take that back. It may not be next week. I know she has something going on next week. But we're going to get her on the show. And we may just do a women's show before the end of the month so that we can talk to several women about where they are in their lives, what they're doing, and how their lives have changed from where they were 5 years ago to where they are right now. So I hope you have enjoyed the show tonight. I enjoy coming to you every Thursday and giving my little tidbits about life and what I'm experiencing. And this weekend is a weekend getaway for me. I'm going to the oceanfront, and I thank my friend for, you know, setting that up for me, and they know who they are. Not divulging my information. You might want to get to know my friend. But anyway, thank you so much for everybody that listens to the show. Please come back next week. Please continue to support Issues Concerning Women. We have so much that we have going on, and we just want you to be a part of it. I am looking forward to being with you again next week. So tell somebody about Issues Concerning Women. God bless and good night.